I invite Matt to come up here this morning and share about his ministry and just the message he has on his heart. It's a real privilege and honor for him to be here today. So, thank you.
Wow, now I have to live up to that, huh? Well, Happy New Year to you all, and isn't it amazing how quick 2022 got here? Yeah. Is anyone else just kind of shocked, like, where did it all go? Where did 2021 go? I don't know. But I have noticed this, you know, last time I was here about 4 years ago, some of you were a little bit older. I'm not going to name names, but last time I was here, I don't think Bill had any gray hair, and his kids were all a lot shorter. So if he's going to pick on me, I'll pick on him right back. His kids were a lot shorter, but he must be feeding them something the way they're growing. You know, it's an honor to be here with you this morning, and it's just good to see what God is doing in your midst, right? Last time I was here, you had been a stretch without a pastor. Bill was being installed. You didn't know him, and now he's a fixture. He's been installed. It's like a bathroom sink. Once it's installed, it's mounted to the wall. You can't get rid of him. And I see new faces in the pews, too, and that's wonderful. It's good to see what God is doing. I see other new things like the new steeple and the new kitchen. I mean, wow, God is really working here and doing some things. And it's my prayer that you as a congregation continue to follow the Lord and get closer to Him and draw others to Him by inviting others to be here and worship with you or inviting others to your homes to celebrate, to hear the good news of Christ and then the good news of forgiveness. This morning, Bill asked me just to share a little bit about the ministry that I'm involved in. But then also just to share a message from the good book. And I'd like to share a story about a gal named Amanda. Before I talk about Amanda, I want to just give you a quote from St. Augustine. He was a guy that lived in about the 4th century. So he's really old. But he had this quote. It says this: God, you've made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in thee. God, you've made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in thee. Any of you feel restless last year? With all the things in the news, all the things in the world? Yeah, I did. I'm praying 2022 is better. There was a gal named Amanda that came to the ministry that I run in Billings, Montana, about 8 years ago. She literally showed up at the front door of our women's shelter, and all she had was the clothes on her back. She said, Pastor Matt, I got nowhere else to turn. So I said, tell me a little bit about yourself. Amanda had had 4 kids and had lost them all. Lost them because they were taken away by Child Protective Services because of her drug use and abuse. She lost her job because drugs had taken over her life. She'd lost her apartment. She'd lost her car. She'd lost all the clothes she had in the closet. They literally locked her out of her apartment, kicked her out. They repoed her car, and all she had was the clothes on her back. And she came to us at the Montana Rescue Mission and said, I could use some help. Now, we see people come every day to the ministry, the women's shelter at the Montana Rescue Mission. We see people come every day that want help. But people like Amanda that come and say, I've lost everything, and I need your help. That's different. You see, Amanda was restless. She had been traveling all over the state. She was born and raised in Denver. She fled to Montana when the police were looking for her. And when she got to us, she had literally nothing left. And she says, I really need to know God. I really need to get my life right. And over the course of the 6 years that I knew Amanda, she went from literally having to go to Narcotics Anonymous meetings every day and seeing our therapist every day and seeing our case manager every day. She literally went from being so broken she could barely sit still to one who God touched in a powerful way. In fact, just last year, before Amanda left us, she was the assistant director of our women's shelter. She was leading Bible studies 3 days a week. And she could talk to the women coming off the street because she had been on the street. And she had done everything she could to get drugs, including selling herself. And so when she gave her testimony to the people that we serve, she could say, that doesn't lead anywhere but to more restlessness. What leads to contentment is following God. Last year, just about this time, Amanda got a call. Her kids had all gone to live with her parents. And her parents said, "Amanda, it's time for you to come home." She had some deferred sentence that she was serving. She had to wear one of those ankle bracelets. All that was done. And her parents said, "Amanda, it's time for you to come back and be a mother to your kids." And so, we were able to help her load up the U-Haul and send her back to Denver, where she could be a mom to her kids, get them back and be involved in their life. And when she got to Denver, she got a job at the rescue mission serving others, just like she had with us. That's the kind of work we get to do in the work that God has called me to in Billings, which is really no different than the work God has called you to here in Almont, which is loving your neighbor, right? Loving your neighbor. We had a wild New Year's Eve party over at the King House the other night. That was, whoo! I mean, at midnight, you should have seen them firing off guns in the air and breaking bottles of champagne and dancing and all that. No, it wasn't that serious. But they had a real fun open house for the New Year's. And this morning, as I think about that quote from St. Augustine, where he said, "You've made us for yourselves, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in thee," I think about this passage from Philippians 4, 11 to 14 that we heard read earlier. It says this: "I've learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want, for I can do everything through Him who gives me the strength." I've heard a lot of sermons on this passage from the Bible. In fact, I've heard this sermon preached on the first Sunday of the year, saying to people, "Okay, you better be content in the next year. Here's 10 steps to be content. Here's 6 secrets to a happy life." I've probably even given sermons along those lines over the years. But here's one thing I've noticed. If all the steps to make yourself better worked, if all the TikTok videos telling you how to live off passive income and never have to work again in your life, if all the late night infomercials saying if you buy this special pillow, you're never going to have a sleepless night, if all those things really worked, I wonder if we'd ever really need a Savior. You see, most of the ideas, most of the guilt trips about you better measure up, you better do better, leave us more restless instead of finding our rest in the Lord. Yes, it's good to spur one another on in good works and good deeds. Yes, it's good to encourage one another to live for the Lord. But at the end of the day, I think contentment is a whole lot harder than we imagined. How many of you have ever sought after contentment and tried to get your life just right? Get all the right things in the cupboard, get all the right things in the garage, get in the right neighborhood, get the right color house, get the right spouse, get the right kids, have it all perfect so that then your life could settle down. Only to realize that there's always one more thing, and that contentment is slippery and elusive. You know, I've been thinking a lot about this passage lately as we come into 2022 and recognizing that life is not really about 10 steps or 5 ways or 6 promises or 7 habits to somehow make ourselves better. Because this last year was one of great discontentment in our world. We saw things that we hadn't seen since the 60s. We saw race riots. We saw people looting and burning. We saw whole countries locked down. We saw people fighting against their neighbor. We saw shortages of things like toilet paper. I mean, what a crappy business. You know, it's really easy to be content and to trust God when everything goes well. It's really easy to trust God when your retirement portfolio is going up, when you like the politicians in office. It's really easy to be content when your kids are doing well, when your health is doing well, when everything's perfect. But how many of you have a perfect life? Anybody? I want to sit next to you to see if it rubs off on me. Yeah. None of us have a perfect life, do we? And truth be told, we're all discontent, aren't we? Any of you root for a college team in one of these bowl games over the last weekend only to have them lose at the last second? Oh, Ohio State? Yeah, I'm sorry. About
Oklahoma.
Almost won. Yeah. Oklahoma won? Oh, no, Utah Utes lost in the last second. Yeah. Any of you ever find discontentment? I think it's pretty easy to find. But I think contentment is a whole lot harder to find. Because our hearts are restless and they don't find rest until we find our rest in the Lord. So what do you do when you look for contentment? Do you buck up? Do you try harder? Do you pull yourselves up by your bootstraps? Do you tighten your belt? Do you hit the gym? Do you take those special hormone powders that make you like Arnold Schwarzenegger? What do? You rest and you trust. The fact of the matter is, we can't control Wall Street. We can't control the streets in Portland or Detroit. We can't even control the street we live on. You see, people get sick, people get COVID, people die, people have cancer, babies get born early, things fall apart, relationships fall apart, and even with our best efforts, things don't amount to much. But when I look at this text again, within the text that Paul gave us, we see the very thing that brings us contentment. He says, I've learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. Oh, and by the way, it's no secret. Once he wrote it down, the secret was out, right? We all know how we can do it. Paul says this. He says, we can do everything through him who gives us the strength. We can do everything through him who gives us the strength. Talk about a great way to enter into 2022. It's by doing it through him. Now, it's been a long time since I was in seminary. Yep, if it was 37 years since we were in college together, I went to seminary right out of college. So it's probably been 33 years since I was in seminary, and I had to have 4 years of Greek. Ay, 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 it's all Greek to me now. But one thing I know is the Greek word through is spelled this way, D-I-A, dia. The Greek word through means because of, or through, or on account of. And let me just talk about this for 1 minute. About a month ago, I'd had a major donor come in and help us with this little project that we were doing, and I was feeling really great, and I went to the Starbucks, right? Now, once in a while, I have a treat for myself, and I buy one of those $5 coffees, you know what I'm like? The whoo, twist of that, and a sprinkle of this, and you feel really cool when you have one. You wait in the line, and you get up there, and in Billings, there's only two Starbucks, and so by the time you get there, you're powerful hungry, and you probably want to eat more than that, but I just got coffee, and I said, yeah, I'd like a latte, and I wanted to call it medium, but they don't call it medium there, they call it something else. But I just said, give me a medium latte. And I was expecting her to say, you know, give me $6 for that. And she said, oh, you don't have to pay for it. I said, what do you mean? She said, the lady in the car ahead of me said that she'd like to buy you a coffee. Now, by the time I got up there, and by the time they got done, it's almost like they have to go to Antarctica to find your coffee. It takes them like 5 minutes to make you a coffee, if you know what I'm talking about. But by the time I went to pay, that car had driven on. I didn't even know who that was. But the lady says, it's on her account your coffee's paid for. It's on her account your coffee's paid for. And I'm thinking, I'm going to have to break out $5 or $6 for this coffee. I was going to celebrate. This donor gave us a big gift for this project we're working on. And I can't even give them money for it. All I can do is be content in the fact that someone else paid for it. Someone else paid for it. You know, when you throw yourselves on the mercy of God and you say, in and of myself, I've got nothing. I can't be content. I'm super restless. I'm anxious. I'm worried I don't sleep at night. I'm worried about my kids. I'm worried about my spouse. I'm worried about the government. I'm worried about the governor. I'm worried about Congress. I'm worried about the national debt. I'm worried about COVID. When you come to God and say, God, I'm worried and I'm restless, he's big enough to handle it. He's big enough to handle it. You see, the secret of being content in 2022 and beyond is this. We can do all things through Him who gives us strength. We can do all things because it's on His account. You might be restless. You might be anxious. You might be worried. You might be upset. You might be angry. There might be days you don't even believe. But because of Jesus Christ and what He has done, you can be content. That's the message of the gospel. That's the message I want you to carry with you into 2022, is that Christ paid it all. And your sins were charged to His account. And instead of having to go to hell for your sins, you get the free coffee. You get to go to heaven. It's on His account because of Him, through Him. It's my prayer that as you consider all that God has done to you and for you, and through you, that you'll recognize contentment and take a moment and pause and live in that contentment that only comes from God. Will you take a moment of silence with me now? Confess your sins to God. Lift up your discontentment to Him. And then ask Him to fill you with a content heart for 2022. Lord, we confess that we're discontent. We confess that we chase after everything besides You. And we confess that even though we know what we should do, we don't. And so today, God, meet us, forgive us, free us. Lord, as we come to the communion table in just a few moments here, remind us of the forgiveness of all of our sins. And the fact that we are set on the right path because of You, and that our contentment can come from simply trusting You, because it's all been charged to Your account. And because of You, we can live. God, we can do all things because You give us the strength. Amen.